You define you.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Quick idea tonight, but it's an idea that's I've been bouncing back and forth with for 20 years, honestly, and it reminded me today of where a lot of it started. So when I was younger, just starting out in a lot of my business adventures, I found that I got really good, being that I kind of got trained up by some really sharp people, but I got really good at budgeting and getting my finances in order, and then helping other people do the same thing. And so I was able to do it with multiple friends, including someone who would end up becoming my wife. And it was just a very interesting situation, and I was looking for, well, how would I define myself? What would I call myself? And I landed on the idea of calling myself a financial consultant. And depending on where you live, that's either legal or not, or illegal, I think, based on, I know definitely being called a financial advisor is a very specific thing that not just anybody can adopt that name. So there's specific deals with that. But where I was living at the time and what I was doing, I don't think it was against the law to go by that name. So I had business cards printed up, and I called myself a financial consultant for many years. And it worked out really well. It allowed me to go in and talk to a lot of people I wouldn't normally get to talk to, and hit people really where I needed to hit them in terms of having the right conversations right off the bat, which is what I found. Just about all business starts with a conversation of some sort. Maybe it's you starting a conversation widespread on social media or advertising online, but it's all a conversation of some type. And the closer you can get to an actual conversation that you're having with the person, I think you have a deeper tie with that person, and goes much beyond just a consumer product back and forth a relationship. So I want to point out, though, that I had to come up with a designation, because I wasn't sure of anybody that did what I did, and I wasn't sure what they'd call themselves. So I kind of had to make it up. But by making it up, it did give me a chance to start conversations with people, and it served a purpose for a good period of time until I was able to transition into something else. But I want to make a point about defining yourself. Don't let yourself get pinned in. I'm not just meaning you as a person, but you also as a business, okay? When it comes to defining your business, don't just get pinned in to an industry or an idea. I was in an idea that's already solid, that already has something behind it, a title that already has prestige or whatever tied to it. I was on a webinar earlier tonight, and somebody was on there and said, "What is this all about? What, tell me what industry this is. What's going on here?" And the person just had to be able to place everything into a box. And because he wasn't able to do that right away, left the webinar in a huff. And I'm like, okay, well, this was a person that was not really pre-set up properly. And that's a whole nother conversation that we could have. But it also came back to mind. It's like, everyone feels like they have to put you into a box. They have to label you. They have to label you or your company as a this or a that, so that they can compare and contrast in a very simple way to see whether, number one, you should get their attention. Number two, that you should get their money. Your goal should be to keep people from putting you in that box, keep people from labeling you, unless you have an offer or an idea that completely blows away all the competition, that completely revolutionizes everything and does it in a split second. But if you don't have that, your best bet is to redefine yourself in a way that nobody else can do, or at least in comparison to the other people in your so-called industry. I talk about this a little bit, and I touch on it in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business, because one of the main things in Amazon proofing things is becoming competition proof. It's setting yourself so far apart from the competition that they don't exist anymore, at least in the customer's mind, in the consumer's mind, in the audience's mind. You need to set yourself so far apart that they don't look at you as being even in the same realm as where they're at. This is what eventually led my company, and I'll go into more depth into this in the future, into me becoming more of a business investor than anything else. And the further I go down this rabbit hole of being a business investor, the more I love it, and the more it fits what I need to do, and the more it sets me apart from an industry that was going in an opposite direction from where I was going. And I didn't want to be painted that way with a lot of what I had been doing up until now. So hopefully that makes sense. You will go more into depth as we in the future. Like I said, we have these conversations on a nightly basis. I'd love to hear what you think about that or anything else that we've discussed here. Please leave a comment wherever you're watching or listening to this. You can always leave a comment over at brianjpombo.com. Go to the media section, check out all the other videos and audios there. Also, go grab a copy of this book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy, or you get a hardbound copy at Amazon.com, or you can get a free copy at AmazonProofBook.com, a little digital download. Go check it out. We'll be back tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.